Previously on It's a No-Brainer.
We don't know what happens now, so we're going to have to go to Rita for this one.
Since all three of you ended in a tie score, the winner of this challenge will be myself.
I know this is only her first win. I think we might have to overthrow her.
Rita is dead.
And it was at the hands of us.
Rebooting. Zach. Jeff. Charge. Down to Jantory.
Last stupidest person in your room.
Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. I'm a frightening Argyle gargoyle named Josh.
I'm a creepy hashling slasher named Jeff.
And I'm the ominous ghost of an undead penguin named Zach.
That's very ominous.
I feel like the count was just with us there for a second.
As you may notice by our costume personas here, we are recording our Halloween episode.
But I'm also a vampire.
Oh, no.
Vampire penguin.
You suck the blood of fish.
Wait, an undead vampire penguin?
Ghost.
Oh! You got a little werewolf blood in there, too?
I eat ghost fish. Ghost fish. I will suck the blood. I swim through whales, and I go, ooh, something cold just passed through me. I'm going to hunt you all on my way to SeaWorld.
No, not Flipper. Leave Flipper alone.
It's Shamu, you douche.
Oh, that's right.
You mean the killer whale? All right.
Is this annoying?
Not quite.
Well, good.
Your throat's gonna hurt.
Because I'm
going
to keep doing it.
You can't spell the word spooky without poo. You also can't spell an episode of our show without the bleep of the week. If we dare say a word dirtier than poo, you're sure to hear this sound. What?
I don't know any. I don't
don't know any swear words that we can test that out?
What the fuck was that?
No, are there any like spooky swear words? Like, can we turn any like creepy?
You dirty sandworm fucker!
That's a ominous end. And we'll have to bleep that out. Oh, now it's contained to Jeff now, so.
Holy sh!
Ah!
I killed him!
I
sucked
funny.
His blood, but I went a little too far.
I have a little beak!
This bit is getting really old!
Oh, okay. Let's transition into a horrible Halloween joke. What did gay Dracula say?
What?
I want to suck your...
I hate you.
And see, you still do the voices, so it's not getting old. All right. We're certain that this Halloween, just like many Halloweens before it, costume ideas with pop culture references such as Honey Boo Boo Child, Big Bird, and Binders Full of Women will be all the rage.
He's going to do it.
And horrendously overdone.
Like your voice.
Like little Halloween hipsters, we don't want to be too mainstream with our costume choice this year, but we still need some ideas on how to dress for the holiday. Luckily, there's a quiz on the website, 17.com, that just might help.
Hey, Josh.
Yes,
creepy. Do you know why I'm here?
Why are you here?
I left the ocean.
Okay.
Because it was too current.
Now you're a hipster undead penguin ghost vampire.
It just
right?
keeps adding up now.
Oh god. This is worse than a Mad Lib.
He just recently died.
Oh yeah, the creator of Mad Libs. He died.
That's because I haunted him to death.
I'm trying to think of a Mad Lib joke, but I don't want to because it'd be too depressing.
Oh, guys, what's going on?
Oh, Zach, hey.
Weird. That was a really good way to get out of that.
Thought we lost you there for a little bit.
I meant get out of the couch. I fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, okay. No,
you weren't asleep, man. You were a penguin.
What?
You were a penguin.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you were a zombie penguin who was also a vampire, who was also a hipster.
Was he a ghost too?
He was.
Weird. How did that happen?
I have no idea.
Not a clue.
I'm just glad you're back.
I must have been haunted.
Yeah, I think so.
I must have been haunted.
You were cursed.
Oh. Either that or schizophrenic. One of the two.
I knew I shouldn't have gone to that iceberg.
You know, a haunted iceberg is usually not a good place to go.
I was looking for a cheap thrill. And the cruise was really inexpensive.
Yeah. You know, when they're paying you to go on a cruise, you might want to second guess that, maybe.
It said all-you-can-eat buffet. And I thought that would be good.
No, it was Buffett. It was like a Warren Buffett tribute cruise.
I was going
like,
to say, I was hoping
Jimmy Buffett?
Gonna, they can play Jimmy all the Buffett. Jimmy Buffett that you ever wanted to hear.
No.
What?
I hate Jimmy Buffett.
Did he sing Cheeseburgers in Paradise?
I will kill you.
I ate all the Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Jeff, don't even pretend like you don't know.
I wasn't sure if that was him or not,
it's 5
actually.
O'clock somewhere. Is that him, too?
You guys think this is a goof right now, and I'm not kidding. I extremely dislike Cheeseburger in Paradise, specifically on Blu-ray.
Margaritaville?
It's just mostly Cheeseburger in Paradise, which kind of makes me hate Jimmy Buffett as a whole. I don't know. I don't even understand why I hate that song so much. I love
Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
I think we just need to play this song for Zach.
Well, we'll have the whole version
available
for download.
I'll tell you what. If you keep singing that song, I will fall asleep on this couch again.
Fair enough.
We don't want that to happen, Jeff. Creepy things happen.
We'll just have to get a polar bear.
All right.
This is getting dark.
Oh.
But did they eat undead ghosts?
Have you
an undead polar bear?
Have you ever seen that video on YouTube where it's like, I don't know if it's a seal or a walrus or something that like, it eats penguins, but it like kills them by like punching them almost. It like swims right into them. I need to find
lion
that.
Seals.
Yeah, lion seals. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, this will play really well.
And the penguin's just like, woof, 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 like doing spins in the air, and then it's dead.
I don't know why I know that, but I do. Well, we're a little off topic here.
All
so,
right.
Josh, what's the best Halloween costume for
I don't
you?
Know what's the best Halloween costume.
Oh, sorry, we got
to
take a quiz.
We're going to take the quiz to find out.
All right.
Question one. You've just slept through your alarm and only have a few minutes to pick out your school outfit. Here are your choices. You grab anything that glitters. Just because you're late doesn't mean you can't look fabulous.
Fabulous.
Oh.
You got a choice. Fierce leather pants.
So fierce.
Yes. How fierce is it? Sasha Fierce.
Oh, God damn it.
What? You don't like Jimmy Buffett or Sasha Fierce?
No, but I'm going to start dropping Chris Gaines references then.
Garth Brooks?
Oh my God, you actually knew.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, what now? All right. The other choice is your varsity jacket. Next choice, your boyfriend's favorite hoodie that you borrowed and never gave back.
That's yours, Zach.
Or the last choice, that pair of neon jeans in the back of your closet. It's the perfect time to try out a new trend. So we'll summarize here. Glitter, leather pants, varsity jacket, hoodie. Neon jeans.
None of the above.
But you just slept through your alarm. You have to like make an impulse decision here, Jeff. What would be the first thing you'd grab?
None of the above.
Well, what would you grab then?
I guess varsity jacket if I had one.
Okay.
Definitely be the hoodie.
The hoodie for Zach. I guess a hoodie. What are your plans for Halloween night? Trick-or-treating. It's one trend that never gets old. Cuddling on the couch with your crush and a scary movie marathon. Dressing up. You love the crazy Halloween makeup.
Gay.
Ghost,
shut up.
Ghost hunting. You're up for the adventure. Or going on a haunted hayride.
Gay.
Can we break these all down into what they really are?
Sure. Okay. So what's trick-or-treating?
Ways you're getting laid.
Trick-or-treating is ways... Oh, all of these are ways you're getting laid?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So how is trick-or-treating... How would you get laid by trick-or-treating? Oh, I got it. Step one, cut a hole in the pumpkin.
Nope.
Two, put your junk in the pumpkin.
No. Nope.
Three, make her light the pumpkin?
Unfortunately, the first one that we are approaching here is definitely going to be the roofie option in which you're getting roofied in...
I was just going to say candy in a burlap sack in a van.
What?
Okay, now what's the next one?
Cuddling on the couch with your crush.
That's obvious.
Obvious.
You're getting down with your crush.
Scary movie marathon.
Get a little booby grab in there.
But you're the female yeah. in this.
Well, that's right.
Oh. Jeff, it's your boobs that are being grabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Get my little, you get have my to boobs also grabbed. Know... You have to also know it's a scary movie marathon, so you have no choice but to slash her with your human knife.
My dick?
Just the sheer and utter awkwardness of that exchange. Right. I don't even right. know how to deal with it.
Cheeseburger!
Shut up!
All right.
Spooky.
Spooky. Okay, well, we'll just... Everybody will drop all Wake of their Zach. All their weird things. Let's just have some fresh air and... okay.
I guess I'd just...
No, what's my next option?
Dressing up.
I mean, you're getting drunk at the bar and you're
dressing like
up.
A slut.
Skank-a-tron.
Ghost hunting.
This is going to be a weirder one, but this is what we in the industry like to call cemetery sex.
Oh,
There are people into that shit.
There are people into it.
I would have figured there could have been, yeah.
You haven't lived until you've defiled someone's grave.
With sex.
It's a combination.
With your sex juice, with your spooky sex.
With your ectoplasm. Yeah, well, it's a combination cemetery sex and sex tape. Because you've got like the gear and everything. And you're like listening for sounds. And you got the camera that with the
And then you just get a ghost just like jacking off while watching you going at it.
Your last option is going on a haunted hayride.
Obvious.
Rolling in the hay.
Right. Rolling in the hay.
Rolling in the hay.
I wouldn't want any of that hay to get up in my vajayjay.
I keep forgetting that we're women in this quiz. Yeah.
Get with the goddamn program. Guys.
17-year-old women, actually.
Yeah, maybe I should stop what I just talked about. I forgot that we were supposed to be 17. Yeah. All of these things are highly illegal.
Ah, we were 16 and pregnant. We're mature enough for that.
Anyways.
Well, okay. I would go trick or treating of all these options here.
I guess. If I was a woman, I guess dressing up for me, if I was a woman.
If you were a girl.
If I had a vagina.
If you had a vajay.
Jay, you forgot the second J.
Should we just have a musical episode in the future where all we do is like sing popular music?
No, because then we become Glee.
The Glee episode.
And that is when I need to leave the show. And that is either by walking out the front door or jumping off the balcony.
That's when your contract expires.
Yeah, but that is when my contract on this plane of existence will also expire. Because I might just run through the glass of that door and leap out the window and somehow inexplicably start on fire while I do so. Just combust.
Well, yeah. The velocity of you free falling from up here to down there.
It'll be the spark. Somehow I'll spark something when I shatter through the glass door. And the air hitting me, it'll just combust and I'll just explode.
Put you out of your misery.
I'll be like the human torch.
Yep.
Waiting for Zach. I want to go on a haunted hayride.
Haunted hayride.
Zach wants hay in his vajayjay.
No.
Hay in the vajay. You know what they say.
Once you get hay, you never go gay?
Yep, that's it.
I don't know how to deal with that.
Either do I. It's the only thing I could think that would rhyme.
I know, and that's the problem. It's the only thing I could think of, too.
All right, next question. It's TV time. You turn on True Blood. This vampire madness keeps you on the edge of your seat. ESPN Sports Center. Got to keep up on those stats.
This is supposed to be for 17-year-old girls?
This is supposed to be for 17-year-old girls. I guess there are some girls who watch sports, so...
That's true, it's true.
Few and far between, but they happen.
Lesbians, but yeah. I'm kidding. I'm so fucking kidding.
Your other choice is anything your boyfriend wants to watch. It doesn't matter as long as you're together.
Oh, isn't that gay?
Keeping up with the Kardashians, speaking of gay, you love being in the know about celebrity pop culture, or... Pretty Little Liars. You wish you had Arya's closet.
So I'm saying none of the above again.
None of the above. That's
because where's Mythbusters? Because that would be my choice. Mythbusters.
Because you're a dude.
Well, if your
women love Mythbusters.
If your boyfriend wanted to watch Mythbusters,
all right, we'll do that one then. Boyfriend. All right.
So there you are. You can still watch Mythbusters if he wants to watch it.
He's gonna fucking watch it. That's what he's gonna do.
What would you say, Zach?
I want to see some sexy ass vampire guys on True Blood.
True Blood.
True Blood.
They have their shirts off in that show.
In the south.
Mm.
They're tasty.
I guess I'm gonna go with keeping up the Kardashians.
I don't like you right now.
All right, I'm gonna change my mind to ESPN Sports Center.
Gotta keep up on the
Actually,
Packers.
That would have been better if none of us would have picked that because I think it would have been.
That's you're gonna get the lesbian costume.
All right, here's what I'm gonna pick.
No, I'm not saying it that way. I'm saying it because it'd be kind of weird that we're three guys doing a quiz for girls, and the three of us would have all just almost picked the girliest options instead of the obviously more masculine one.
I had to realize that I'm a totally different person for taking this quiz purposes. All right, but I would say I like a good mystery, so I'm gonna go with Pretty Little Liars. I gotta know who A is. Have they ever said that? I don't watch the show.
I don't know.
I think you actually have watched the show, and you just totally called yourself out with having more knowledge about
it. I only know
than anyone else in the room, or for that fact, the world ever.
The only thing I know about the show is that there's a mystery character named A, and they have that. Like the entire thing is like, who is A? We keep getting texts from her because that's the only thing we do because we're teen girls.
Tell me what the plot of the show is for reals.
Some girl dies, and then some other girl's like.
Died?
A car crash? Lightning strike. Drowned in a lake.
So hang on. She died of a lightning strike, and they're trying to figure out who murdered her.
No, you sure it wasn't
Zeus?
You didn't hear it. It was a car crash, lightning strike, drowning.
Yeah. See, her car got hit by lightning, and then it stopped working, so she drove into a lake.
You sure she wasn't driving down the road, and she saw a spooky vampire penguin circles?
But who was it? It was A. That's why they had to... Okay.
All right, next question.
What's your favorite candy?
Ooh.
Baby Ruth, no other piece of candy takes you this close to baseball. Oh, this one's better. Sweet Tarts, sweet and sassy, just like you.
Girl.
So
sweet, so sassy.
Pop Rocks.
They got nothing.
Snap,
crackle, pop.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the way you pop in my mouth.
God. I was ready to be on board with that for about half a second. Well, what's the next one, Josh, please?
Mike and Ike. So you just hope they settle their differences.
Because
they're being stupid.
They're funny.
Because this fictional girl wants to have two guys.
Mike and Ike. Your last option, you're trying out the new stuff. Hello, candy corn Oreos. Oreos are not candy.
Oh.
But candy cane Oreos apparently must be.
Gross, but I'm going to have to go with Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth for you?
I mean, it's not my favorite candy bar, but all of those choices, that is my favorite.
But as a girl persona, though, is that your favorite?
Yeah, I love nuts.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to be with Jeff on this one.
Baby Ruth is good.
You love nuts?
Baby Ruth, I do love nuts. I'm a sucker for him.
There's a nougat in there, too.
So you love to suck nuts?
Something to chew on.
That nougat's so good.
Something to chew on while you're sucking on nuts.
Do we all just sigh at the same time?
Collective sigh.
That's in the show. All right. I like myself some Mike and Ikes.
Fair enough.
Do you?
I do.
I'd like them more, but they just stick to my teeth.
There's a few. I probably more so prefer like the fruit flavor candies compared to the chocolate ones, but... God, see, there's plenty of chocolate ones that
I'm just a whore for chocolate. Like, especially during the time of the month. God, I just love chocolate.
You know, I'm not that into the Choco Town.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Isn't that a chocoholic?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, girls. Girl. I like a little bit of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, ladies?
Some nice dark chocolate.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like where you're taking this.
What about white chocolate?
White chocolate's good, too.
Why is this getting so racist?
I'll take all chocolate.
Because you're making it racist.
Yeah. You're the one with the horrible mind. We're just talking about chocolate here.
Next question. Your favorite movie to watch on Halloween is Beetlejuice. Boring doesn't exist in this world.
What? Is that the tagline for Beetlejuice?
Yeah, that is the tagline. Yeah. I can see it from here.
Beetlejuice. Boring doesn't exist in this
I really
world.
Wish I was the actual tagline when they came out with that movie.
Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice.
Let's see here. Other choices. Twilight. Vampires are scary, but you're really in it for the love story.
Girl.
Yeah.
How about hot men in that movie.
Hocus Pocus. What an adventure.
Oh,
Wait, is that the Disney movie that they used to play all the time?
Holly.
No, Hocus Pocus is...
Is that with like the three witch ladies?
Mm, yeah. That's...
Okay. But yeah, Disney used to play it all the time when we were kids on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. The house at the end of the street. You want an excuse to move closer to your crush.
Some of these are taglines for movies, and others are descriptors of what you're going to do during it.
Yeah, pretty much. Your last choice, forget the movies. You're checking out the new Halloween specials on TV.
I'm going to pick Beetlejuice. That was my favorite movie out of all those.
Beetlejuice is yours?
I also was going to go with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice for
good
you,
choice.
Too.
Good choice.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen Beetlejuice before. I'd say it was quite interesting. Let's pick Beetlejuice.
All right, three-way Beetlejuice.
That's Beetlejuice for me, Beetlejuice for you, and Beetlejuice for you.
Beetlejuice gangbang.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
All right, what nail polish color are you rocking on Halloween? Whatever matches your soccer uniform.
Why? What? Why is that an option?
You play soccer?
Why specifically soccer?
But is that a thing? Is soccer like... Oh, because it's soccer time for Halloween.
Everybody knows that soccer is only played in October.
Right, because you use pumpkins.
Is there like a haunting thing? Are people, is that some weird European haunting scenario that we're not aware of here in the States?
Well, no, I'd say football.
Yeah, I would say football.
Yeah, but I don't live in Europe right now. Blimey. I don't know if you know this, but I'm not in Europe, so I can call it soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, the term soccer was actually invented by the English.
It's true. That's a real thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Black matte polish. Not matte as in the person's name.
I know what you mean.
We're not stupid.
Deep red. Crazy pattern nail strips. Or pink. What other color does a princess wear?
None of the above.
Really? So orange isn't an option.
Yeah, I was waiting for orange.
Fucking Halloween.
Orange is not an option. Unless it matches your soccer uniform.
I'll be freaking deep red that for blood.
Deep red for blood?
I have no idea what...
I'm going to go with the black matte polish.
Yeah, I think I got to go with black, too.
Black is...
Like your soul.
If we can't have orange, you got to have black,
yeah,
right?
It's got to be at least got to be a little Halloween-y here.
In the past, your typical Halloween costume was...
Naked.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Barbie and Ken, you've always stuck to the couple costumes. A Powerpuff Girl, a perfect mix of pretty and powerful.
Oh my goodness.
One of the Spice Girls. Disney Princesses all the way. Or Mia Hamm. Again with
They're
the soccer.
Really in the soccer.
It's like,
wow.
I wonder what that choice is going to be. You are a soccer player.
How did it know?
I'm going to choose a Powerpuff Girl.
A Powerpuff.
Oh, man, that's why.
That's a good choice.
Two.
Then choose it, man. You can choose it.
I feel like Bubbles.
Powerpuff Girl.
I feel like Blossom.
Oh, my God. I totally feel like Buttercup.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, my God. We're the Powerpuff Girls.
All right. Let's see the results.
All right.
I'm going to start with myself. I am Black Widow from the Avengers.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, you could pull that off.
By nature, you're a risk taker. It isn't unlikely for you to be rocking a leather jacket and a band tee around campus. Channel that edginess by dressing up as Black Widow from the Avengers. We know you can work it as a heroine.
Oh. Problem, though. You don't have boobs.
Nor do you do lots of heroin.
No. Well, I can resolve the boob issue by, stuffing tissue in that. That's how girls make their boobs bigger.
We'll just buy you heroin.
Yeah, and I don't think heroin's hard to start doing.
That's that.
You just have to start doing it. And after about maybe two times, you won't stop or want to.
Ever.
You'll take it to your grave.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see Jeff's costume.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Remember, you're the girl counterpart of that, so you're Justin Bieber. Congratulations.
Beautiful.
You're definitely,
well played, sir. Well played.
You, Jeff, are definitely one less lonely girl. You and your boyfriend are like peanut butter and jelly.
Oh my God.
You totally compliment each other.
One less low. Keep going.
You're just going to back me. Okay. Naturally, you should dress up as one of Hollywood's cutest couples. And you can't get more adorable than Justin and Selena. Are they even still dating anymore?
I hope so.
I don't know. I think she found out he was a woman. I think they went to have sex, and he's like, "Well, you actually have
a woman." Kind of wait, lady. You're really a woman? Oh my God. Glam it out in one of your prom dresses and ask your crush to sport shades and gold chains. Sport shades and gold chains is exactly what I think of when I think Justin Bieber.
Here's the thing. I will lose my fucking mind if it gives me a soccer player.
You are Black Widow from the Avengers.
Yeah.
You asked for it and you got it. The same exact description as mine. But
and now we need to get you boobs and heroin.
We're both going to go as Black Widow. We can't go to the same party, though, because that would be awkward.
That would be a faux pas. Because my costume will be way better than yours, and then everyone will be oh my God, did you see
her Black Widow costume? I can pull off the heroin.
Yeah, you'll have that good that heroin cheek look.
Have that twitch going on there. If you found the hidden message in the word basement, be kept up to date on our show, or murder your robotic co-host, you can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter, or like us at facebook.com/NoBrainerShow. More stupid stuff after this short break.
Welcome to our next debate, the second of three inspired by the upcoming election. I'm your moderator, Jeff. Debating the pro side this week will be Zach, and debating the con side this week will be Josh. The rules will be the same as last time. Well, not exactly the same. They'll each get 20 seconds to state their initial argument instead of 30 on the given topic. They'll be given another 20 seconds to rebut the argument made by their opposition. A final 20 seconds will be given to both sides to provide a closing statement, and that's it. Today's topic is, do the modernizations of mythological creatures tarnish the classicism of Halloween? Zach, since you're the pro side, I believe you start first in this debate.
Yeah!
And you will have 20 seconds to argue with our audience why you are correct. Your time begins now.
So things like Twilight and Ghost Hunters and Paranormal Activity, they tarnish and kind of cheapen all of the, I don't know, I guess...
5 seconds left.
I hate you. Things that they represent in it, so I'm not a big fan.
Okay.
Very good. That was exactly 20 seconds.
And it wasn't very good either.
Oh, and it would have helped with 30 seconds, because then you wouldn't have been pressured at the end. So.
Right.
Oh, this sucks. All right. Anyway.
That's all right. You have more time to make your argument later.
Good.
During the insult period.
So listen to what I have to say, because you're going to rip it apart.
All right, Josh. You're arguing the con side. And are you ready? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Your time begins now.
I think that it actually helps the traditions of Halloween. The modern TV shows like Walking Dead, Vampire Diaries, shows like that, everybody, we've got millions of people watching it, and they just love the kind of the modernizations, the updates that they've made to all these kind of traditional characters, and I think that it's only helping the Halloween tradition.
Wow. That's good timing again. All right. Now, Zach, why the fuck is Josh wrong?
I know exactly why he's wrong.
All right. Your time begins now.
The reason, to poke holes in your argument there, is that those shows aren't really about the creatures or undead or anything themselves. They're about the other characters that are put in those situations and their human relationships, not with the monsters or zombies themselves.
Ow.
Right. Also, I hate you and your...
Your time,
I forgot about the insult.
Yeah. Your time will come again. Calm down.
My bad. I jumped the gun.
You got a closing statement yet, so...
All right. Oh, God. Now, Josh, tell me why the Zach is wrong. Your time begins now.
Well, see, Zach, but even in the case of Twilight, that's still... It is gay, but it's vampire characters in that story, and it's still a modernization of it, and it's kind of a new interpretation of it to get more people to like the character of a vampire. Even though it sparkles, yes, it's not traditional, but it helps it.
He squeezed it in there. We don't have to cut that out.
All right, good.
All right,
you don't have to turn off my microphone.
No,
is what you're saying. Okay, good.
We'll let that one slide. It's just like point one, but that's all right. Now, Zach, any closing statements you can give us? 20 seconds begins now.
Is it really worth it if through the process of modernizing and gaining all the viewers that we really just bastardize the entire original product as it is, or, I don't know, the tradition of these creatures and monsters or, you know, things of that nature? Also, I hate you.
All right.
I got it in.
You got it in. Look at that. You got that in. So
Deep in.
Ooh, yeah, that was deep. That cut deep.
That hurt.
No, Josh.
My inner soul.
Oh, that's all right. You can have a closing statement, too. If you're done crying, you have 20 seconds that starts. No, all right. We'll wait.
All right, I'm better.
All right. Your time begins now.
No, I'm not ready. I don't know what to close with.
I know. You can have a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You were doing well.
You debated very well.
Yeah, except for my language skills seem to go out the door the first thing.
That's
yeah,
all right. You don't debate much. That's only your second debate.
It is. In your entire life.
You so much right now, Jeff.
Why?
Moderator voice is really condescending.
It is.
I know. I love it. By doing it, you're debating very well.
He just sounds like such a douchey thing.
All right, I got it.
Your time begins now.
Yeah, remakes and stuff. A lot of people might not like them, but it's still, I mean, without
15
them,
seconds.
Without them, Halloween wouldn't exist. I mean, seconds. If people wouldn't stop making them, you wouldn't have things to kind of keep the ideas of vampires and zombies throughout the course of history and Halloween at the end.
The end. All right.
The end. I think that any good debate should end with the words "the end."
And Finn.
And Finn.
And that was the debate. Do the modernization of mythological creatures tarnish the classicism of Halloween?
Visit our Facebook page.
I want to play a game. My first game is called Crack the Facts, unless you're whack. Zach, you will have 3 minutes to guess the missing word in this fun fact. You can lose up to 75% of your liver and still be alive. But you will die almost instantly if your blank is removed from the body.
Is it a body part?
Yes.
Is it above the neck?
No.
Is it your heart?
Let's find out. The next matter of business is called, You Want Answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers. In this game, Jeff, you must answer questions from the Yahoo Answers service as fast as you can. This first question is from username, Red Ending to All, and they ask, who is going to survive this trap?
I am!
Incorrect. Two down, one to go. Let us now play Complete Defeat Autocomplete. Josh, you must pick the most popular Google search option of the three I present. What is the most popular Google search that starts Josh's? Is it stupid, dumb, or a loser?
I'll go with loser.
Why, yes, you are. The correct choice was Josh is done, as in the popular phrase. Josh is a loser who guessed the stupid answer, so now, Josh is done.
Ah!
Thank you all for listening to my show. Go to facebook.com/nobrainershow to like my show, or visit twitter.com/nobrainershow to follow my show. You may also send me praises to my electronic mail address, nobrainershow@gmail.com. Finally, you may communicate with me directly by texting me messages with your mobile telephone. My number is 864-962-7246. This bloodied pile of flesh was Zach, this grotesque mount of organs was Jeff, and this gory assortment of innards was Josh, who, if he was still breathing, would remind you that life is stupid, and so is everyone.